The piano, as we know it, dates back to the early 1700s. Changes to the size and materials of the piano have been made over time, but the rectangular keyboard has stayed the same. Now, a Boston startup with a link to Lady Gaga wants to change that. WBUR's Simone Rios recently heard the tale at Berklee College of Music, and he brings it to us now.
It takes pizzazz to play in the band of the woman described as the world's biggest pop star. And for Brockett Parsons, a rack of parallel keyboards didn't stack up. Parsons needed keys with style, so he turned to bandmate Kareem Devlin after they toured the world with Lady Gaga in 2011.
Kareem's a real visual guy who had very cutting-edge, amazing-looking guitars. So I said, what can I do with keyboards that's different and unique?
Devlin was quick to answer.
Why don't you just make your keyboard a circle? Just make it all around you.
And Parsons was quick to make it happen. He called an old college buddy who worked in the piano industry in Massachusetts. They assembled a small team, and 4 months later, the circular keyboard debuted on Lady Gaga's next world tour. Parsons recently demonstrated a newer, more portable version of the keyboard at Berklee College of Music.
Just gonna play a little bit.
It looks like a hula hoop spacecraft. 5.5 feet across, with each of its 288 keys lit by LEDs. Parsons rocks inside it, with his hands on the keyboard like he's bracing for liftoff. The Berklee kids are blown away by the circular keys. Here's Stefan Freeman.
Golly, it is fun. It's so neat. To me, it's just almost like a color palette. You have all these different sounds, and they're right here. And I like how you're in the center of it.
So does Berklee student Isaiah Hill, though he isn't sure why.
My brain is telling me this shouldn't be so. It almost feels more natural, though. For some reason, like the curve feels more natural. I don't know why. It just does.
So why does it feel better? Is the circular keyboard a showpiece or an aesthetic evolution of the instrument? Brockett Parsons says he knew the answer when a blind musician stepped inside the circular keys.
And when he put his hands there, he smiled like he just felt everything was around him and everything was in reach. And it just seemed to make sense. So I think there's something deeper than just the visual. And I think we're onto something.
The keyboard's creators thought they were onto something marketable. They created a company called PianoArc. And last year, they joined a business accelerator in South Boston's Seaport.
What you see here is basically our really huge open office space where we have 128 startups and they can leverage our infrastructure at no cost.
Roman Kern is a director at Mass Challenge. It's a nonprofit where startups can work out kinks and become viable companies. PianoArc is the first musical instrument startup at Mass Challenge. Other products include a robot that inspects train tracks, a fast-acting bone adhesive, even a wristband that helps you break bad habits with an electric shock. The startups share 26,000 square feet of workspace, conference rooms, and event space, as well as a network of mentors. But for Chuck Johnson, the guy Parsons called on to build the circular keyboard, the biggest draw at Mass Challenge is the makerspace.
For something circular, everything had to be created from scratch, essentially.
Here, startups have access to expensive machinery, like a laser cutter and 3D printers. PianoArc used the makerspace to design a better model of the circular keyboard and built a sleeker, lighter version. The company now wants to evolve from a workshop craft to an industrial operation.
And that process started the day we got here. How we were going to make this thing modular so it could be produced quickly, accurately, by somebody other than a bunch of guys holding power tools on their own.
The price tag of a PianoArc keyboard is $45,000, about what a mid-level grand piano sells for. Johnson says he wants to whittle down the cost and introduce more affordable keyboards. He hopes PianoArc can earn a spot on every stage.
I mean, the piano has gotten outshone by the guitar a little bit and drums and, you know, American Idol. Frankly, we'd like to help make the piano cool again.
The true test is whether PianoArc will become a sustainable business. The reality is that most startups don't make it. For now, CEO Chuck Johnson is living on savings and the belief that there's a future for circular keyboards. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.